is a story about my journey in accepting the practice of fasting. And I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. I won't give you the whole long spiel, but it was a slow journey. That's why the title Slow to Fast, because I was slow to accepting that practice. And I've known about fasting for a long time. You know, I've read the passages in the Bible and heard about people fasting, but you know, I always have these thoughts like, well, you know, I know people that have passed out from not eating, and that would probably be me, or maybe I'd get sick, or you know, all these fears maybe that I had because I didn't really understand fasting. But I think the real reason was I just didn't want to. My wife was different. You know, she's fasted several times throughout her life. I think she started when she was a teenager, and she's fasted for a meal or a day, and one time I think she even fasted for 6 days in a row. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool, you know, that's great for her, but nah, that's just not for me. One thing or two, I want to make a disclaimer at the beginning that, you know, this is Eating Disorder Awareness Week, and anything I say, you know, if you've got an eating disorder or you've had a history of having an eating disorder, or if you have a condition like diabetes or something like that where you have to watch what you eat, fasting might not be for you. Seriously, you know, it's not for everybody. You need to think about those things before you participate. But when early on in our marriage, we were in a Bible study, and we studied a book you may be familiar with. Richard Foster wrote Celebration of Discipline, where he talks about different spiritual disciplines, one of which is fasting. And we read that, studied that in our Bible study, and it sounded good, interesting. But again, I wasn't ready for that. I didn't want to participate. Later on, just a few years ago, in a Sunday school class, we read the same book, again, studied fasting. You know, intellectually, it sounded really good, but personally, you know, wasn't really interested in it. And I'm going to skip to the end of my story just to tell you that I've learned about fasting, and the key thing that, for me, the benefit is of fasting is you come up with time that you didn't have before that you can spend with the Lord. The fasting itself may be beneficial, but to me, the major thing is you have this free time that you can spend that maybe you didn't before for praying or reading the Bible or whatever you need to do with the Lord. So that's the real key for me that I like about it. There are some side benefits from fasting, and I won't spend too much time on these. I'll mention the ones that I came up with. They're not the reason we fast, but they do come along. My wife and I have been fasting. Well, let me tell you before I get to those. In March of 2011, our church youth group was doing a 30-hour famine. I don't know if you're familiar with those. Often youth groups do that, where they give up food. You know, this is complete fasting from food except for water or juice, things like that, to be able to relate to other parts of the world that go through famine or go through lack of food, you know, maybe relate in a little way that they couldn't do before. And our youth director came to our church service and said that they were doing this that week, and she invited anyone else who wanted to participate in this 30-hour famine just to get the same benefit that the youth were going to get. And so my wife and I were sitting there, and I heard this voice. And it sounded like my voice. And I think it even came out of my mouth, although I don't know why. But I said to my wife, and this voice said, "Do you want to try that?" And my wife, who was probably shocked, she didn't let on, but she said something like, "Sure, let's do it." So we did. That was my first real experience of fasting, other than, you know, when you have to go to the doctor and fast for 12 hours for a blood test. I've done that. But this was a real fast during regular life. And it was Friday through Saturday. Now, the hardest part was, you know, I got up and didn't eat breakfast, just drank my water, went to school. And on Friday in the chemistry department, we have chem seminar, where the students present papers. and we have pizza. So I walked in after not having breakfast, and the whole room smelled like pizza. It was really hard. But I just sat there, drank my water, didn't have any pizza. The rest of the 30 hours was a piece of cake. You know, it's easy because, you know, I wasn't around that smell. So we did, you know, and we actually even fasted for like 36 hours because that was when it was convenient to eat on Saturday. And, you know, I didn't die. I didn't pass out or any of those things. It was kind of a shock to me. So my wife and I were sitting together sometime after that, and again, I heard this voice. And it sounded like me, but it was, hey, we should do this on a regular basis. Again, my wife was probably shocked, and she said, sure, let's do it. So we started, March of 2011, we started fasting one day a week, every week. And since that time, we've fasted one day a week, 24 hours, really, every week. Now, we missed 3 weeks in the summer. We were on vacation one time, and traveling, and we were at camp another time, and it wasn't convenient to do that. So other than that, for almost 2 years, we've fasted one day a week. And it hasn't anywhere been as hard as I thought it would be. And those 3 weeks that we didn't fast, we're not doing it as a ritual kind of thing. We weren't feeling guilty because we missed those weeks. We just didn't work out. So the next week, we got back to it. Now, this is how we do it, just for your information. This is not a recipe for anybody else. This is what we do. It works for us. Might not work for anybody else. But usually we fast on Mondays. Now, sometimes Monday isn't convenient because Memorial Day was on a Monday, Christmas Eve was on a Monday. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. And we'll pick a different day that week to fast. We fasted this past Monday, but the week before we fasted on Wednesday because it worked out for that. But we will eat supper on Sunday night. And then we won't eat anything Sunday evening. We won't eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Monday. And then whatever's 24 hours from when we last ate, then we'll have something light to eat. I've got to tell you, that food after fasting for 24 hours tastes so good. You eat vegetables, it's great, you know. But I usually can't eat that much. We'll have something light like soup or something easy to digest. That's what we do. We've done it for the past 2 years. You know, I don't know how long we're going to continue doing that. God may tell us next week or give us the urge that, okay, that's enough. You're going to stop now, or maybe we'll go to every other week. But that's what we do in our fasting. Now, I mentioned the side benefits. There's a couple of side benefits. I'll just quickly go through those. Since we've been fasting one day a week for almost 2 years now, I've lost 15 pounds. Without changing, and I didn't necessarily need to lose 15 pounds. Some people fast to lose weight, but not changing my diet. If some of the guys that eat lunch with me know, I still eat my cake and dessert and all those things. But since we're fasting one day a week, I'm eating like 14% less food in a week, 1/7, you know. Plus, I think my stomach is shrinking. I'm not as hungry as I used to be. I don't eat as much, so it's probably more than that I've stopped eating. So that's one side benefit, you know, and along with that, my blood pressure has come down because I've lost some weight that, you know, that wasn't a super issue either, but, you know, a side benefit. Also, another side benefit from fasting is, I don't know if you've ever gotten that feeling after you eat lunch, you know, you go to class or you go back to your office and you just feel like you want to take a nap. You're kind of drowsy from eating. And when we're fasting, I don't feel that at all. I feel more focused on fast day, and I'm probably more productive than on, you know, other days where I'm eating. Again, it's a side benefit. That's not why we fast, but that happens as well. There's some things like my nutritionist tells me I need to drink more water on fast day. I drink a lot more water because it helps suppress your appetite. That's probably a side benefit. There's another one that I'm not sure I understand. Maybe a psychology professor could, you know, explain it a little bit more, but I think there's something about delayed gratification, you know, saying, okay, I really want to eat, but I'm not going to. I'm going to put it off, that I think there's a benefit there mentally or physically or whatever. I think that's, again, a side benefit that comes from that. The real benefit that I see is having more time in your busy schedule that you can spend with the Lord. Now, fasting doesn't necessarily mean you're going to spend that time with the Lord. If you fast breakfast tomorrow and you sleep through to your 10 o'clock class, there's not that kind of benefit. Or if you fast lunch and you just do your homework the whole time, which is a good thing, you should do your homework, but you don't get that kind of benefit. If you fast one meal, if you think about it, that's at least 30 minutes that, without changing your lifestyle, you have that you could spend in prayer or reading your Bible. If you stay at lunch and talk to your friends, it could be up to an hour that you have free time that you could go to the library and, you know, spend it in prayer or the Sky Lounge and read your Bible or whatever. With us, since we do a whole day, three meals, there's at least an hour and a half there of extra time carved out of our schedule that we can spend with the Lord. And maybe even, because it takes time to make a meal, eat a meal, and clean up for a meal, there could be 3 hours or more there, extra time, without changing anything else in our lifestyle that we have to spend with the Lord. Now, not that I spend 3 hours on one day praying or 3 hours reading the Bible or whatever. There's a variety of things I do there, but definitely on that day, I have a chance to just go apart and spend time with the Lord. Now, this is a busy world. You know, it's easy. You know, you could say, well, I'm just going to spend more time with the Lord. How are you going to do that? Fasting, I think, is a tool that could free up some time to be able to do that. Now, I don't think that I'm any holier because I fast. Don't look at me and say, wow, Dr. McMahon fasts one day a week. He must be this super spiritual guy. I'm just an average, regular person. I'm not holier than the next person because I fast if they don't fast. But through that time, that extra time that I'm spending with the Lord, I think He's doing something in my life. I can feel that He's taking those cracks and those chips and those things that sin's put in my life, and He's starting to mold me into the person that I want to be. Now, again, I continue to sin, so as He molds those dents out of me, I add more dents and more cracks, and maybe it's like two steps forward and one step back, but at least I feel like I'm moving in the right direction because of that time that I spend with Him. I think what's going on. Now, some lessons that I think I've learned from this time of fasting. First of all, I learned that fasting was not as hard as I thought it would be. I thought it would be really hard. I thought we'd come to a fasting day, it would be like, oh boy, we're going to have to fast today. It's, you know, I can't wait till this is over. We actually look forward to fast day because, you know, it's basically I'm giving up some meals to spend time with my best friend. That's a good thing. That's not a sacrifice there. So I learned that that's easier than I thought. I've also learned that being molded can hurt. You know, some of those dents and things I've got in me, God has to forcibly push them out of me, and that can hurt. But it's worthwhile, and I'm glad that He's doing that. I also learned that life doesn't get any easier just because you're fasting. You know, life was hard before we started fasting. Life is still hard in this time of fasting. God doesn't sit up there looking down at us and say, oh, look, my servant, he's fasting and doing those things. I'm going to make his life easy. The Bible doesn't promise that God's going to make life easy. But if I look back over the last 2 years of all the things that we've been through, I don't know how we would have gotten through it without that extra time that we've spent with him. And I think he's got some blessings. Certainly he's had some blessings in my life because of this time that we have in fasting. So just, you might be wondering, okay, that's great, that's a nice story. Why are you telling me this? Why are we doing this now on Ash Wednesday? Well, people do things, as Dean Smith said, differently during Lent. You know, they'll give up things. One student told me he's going to give up chocolate. I would suggest to you that consider fasting. You know, if it works for you, you know, if you've never fasted before, you might want to try something like try one meal a week and see if that works and see if you get the benefit for a couple of weeks. Or if you're really daring, try a couple of meals and see what God can bless you with over this time. I think it can be a really meaningful time of preparation before Easter. I wonder sometimes, you know, what would Geneva be like if lots of people, whatever that is, decide to do something like fasting and spend more time with the Lord, that He could mold us into the people that He wants us to be, what would that look like here? What would this community be like? It's kind of exciting to think about that. One of the verses that I picked is the one from Psalm 34, taste and see that the Lord is good. If you try fasting, and it might not be for you, but if you try that, you might find out that rather than tasting some good food that you like, if you spend that time rather with the Lord, you can taste that the Lord is good, and I think He'll do some wonderful things in your life. If you could pray with me, let's pray about this. Dear Lord, I think You're trying to tell us something today. I'm not sure what that is. It might be different from different people, but You want to spend time with us, Lord, and there may be different ways that we can spend more time with You over the next several weeks and maybe longer. Help us to know, Lord, if fasting is for us, if it's something that You want us to consider, Lord. Help us not to think, what would You do, but think, what would You have us do in our lives? Lord, we know You love us and You want to spend time with us, Lord. Help us to know how we can do that. Help these things I've said today, Lord, to just percolate around in people's minds, and help them to come up with a solution for what You want them to do, Lord. We thank You. We love You. We ask all these things in Your name. Amen. Thank you.